Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back, as we do every Thursday, Tony Pentee. Tony, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Things are probably pretty good with the Oriole chat today, huh?
Well, Manzolino, for those who can pronounce his name correctly, you got to get rid of him and need Earl Weaver back. You know, that'd be an interesting turn of events. If they could bring number 4 from the grave. And they should have yanked Rodgers, in my opinion, but, you know, before he even got out of control. But you watched it last night before we go down on the farm, Tony, and you figured it was a win, much needed win, because at the very least, it guarantees a split of a 4-game set against one of the hottest teams in baseball. Instead, it turns into the crushing loss of the season, at least for now. Hopefully, there aren't any more worse than that until they get to the postseason, which we'll take in a heartbeat. But as you watch things unfold to you, is there one thing you can point your finger at, or was it just a bunch of circumstances that put a foot up Baltimore's rear end in the end?
Yeah, I mean, clearly it was a bunch of things. I mean, when you look at it, I mean, the Orioles had a 96% chance of winning that game after they went up 8-0. To lose a game like that and then to not even get another hit, that to me says a lot. Yes, the relief pitching was terrible. Rodgers wasn't very good once he got the lead. He seems to be a guy that needs that adrenaline. He pitched very well in that first inning, back in the big leads. Gets that big lead and comes out and then starts nibbling, walks the 8-9 hitter. I mean, come on, you know. I mean, let's hammer the zone a little bit, trust your stuff, and see where it goes. He clearly didn't do it. The bullpen was obviously awful yesterday. So yeah, it was a lot of things. But I tell you, the one thing that really stood out to me is this team has done this in the past, right? We're not this kind of losing, but they do this. They hit a whole bunch. Everybody seems to hit it once. They have these big innings. And then they just go quiet. And the fact that they didn't even get another hit or walk the rest of the game off of various relievers, I think it says, you know, I don't know what it really says, but I think it definitely, there's got to be a little bit more want to there from some of these hitters to get up there and have some good at bats and get back into it. It's almost like they kind of just turned it in.
So it's everybody's fault, rightfully so. All right, Tony, let's go down on the farm. And Hester Kerstedt was up, had ample opportunity, in my opinion, when Kowser gets hurt first series. O'Neill's been on the IL more than he's been on the field. So he's got his share of at bats. Didn't work out. They look pretty, overmatched defensively, if anything else. Went back down. So as he tries to work on things, and Manzolino said to us at the media last week at Camden Yards, hey, look, if we're developing DHs, we're not doing our jobs. I mean, this guy's supposed to be a position player, but where is he right now? Headspace-wise, put on the leather couch. And performance-wise, is Hester Kerstedt a guy that we should still view 5 years after he's picked number 2 overall that is going to be an asset to this team moving forward in one capacity or another?
Yeah, I think there's some concern for sure here. He just doesn't look like the same player since he had the concussion. If you look at the numbers – I don't know whether he wasn't able to work out this off season, but he just didn't look like he had any power in this game. He kept trying to flick everything to left field and just wasn't picking up spin, wasn't picking off speed. And defensively, he got much worse. I mean, he's never been a great defensive outfielder, but last year I thought he was starting to make a little bit of strides defensively. He looked okay out in left field a few times last year before the incident, and everything looked bad. I mean, this guy really took a step back, and when you're not hitting for power, you're not hitting for average, you're striking out a lot, you're not a good defensive player, that's not a good start that's not a good set of skills. If you're not going to be a good defensive player, you have to hit a ton, and he's not doing that. So I definitely think there's something to be worried there. He doesn't look like a number two overall pick right now. I think he's been passed up probably by Dylan Beavers as the guy that you would think would be the next guy up if they really wanted to bring somebody up that needed to play every day. But they're playing Laureano, Carlson a little bit much, and then, of course, O'Neill should be up here not too long. So I don't think they're going to have a need right now anyway, but I think Hurst has definitely taken some step backwards.
Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan, Eddie and Haney. All right, outside of Samuel Bassaio, who's the most toolsy prospect offensively in the system right now as we're less than a month away from the draft?
Yeah, I mean, you probably have to go. I mean, if you just come off your pure tools, you want to go to Vance Honeycutt just because of the pure tools. But he has not hit as a pro. He's not hitting for power. He's striking out way too much. So, again, having pure tools doesn't necessarily mean that you are the next best hitting prospect. I think the guy that's been very exciting this year, besides Beavers that we just talked about, Beavers is definitely a guy who's taken a step up this year. It appears that they've stopped trying to make him into a power hitter and that they've told him, hey, we're going to put you at the top of the lineup. We want you to get on base. The guy's been an on-base machine. He's hitting all fields. He's doing what he needs to do. So he's becoming that guy. Is he going to be a big power hitting guy? No, but if you can get a guy that's going to give you a 350 plus on base percentage and hit for some average, and he's a good defender in the corners, he's not a center fielder, I think he's a guy that's probably your next guy up. We have him as the number two prospect right now in the system. But the other guy that's really exciting is Nate George, the 16th round pick from last year. He's in Delmarva now, 19-year-old. He's got a great set of tools. The kid's a great defensive outfielder, fastest guy I've seen in the system. I think he's faster than EBJ. He's a guy that's got a long way to go. He's 19 years old. There's some pop in the bat. He's already handling Delmarva pitching down there. So I think he's the guy that's probably got the best upside. We need to see him get a little bit more higher in the system to really get that read. But yeah, he's an exciting guy to watch.
Hey, Tona, are you like what you're seeing from Mayo? Is he looking more like he did, in Norfolk and in the minors?
He's had some good at bats of late, and I think that he's batted a little better than he was earlier. I'll be honest, the thing that concerns me more than anything is just a lack of power. We kind of thought maybe he'll strike out, maybe he'll have a low average. I didn't expect two doubles in his first 90, almost 100 plate appearances now. Two or three doubles. I can't remember if he had a third one or not. But the guy, when he's flying out, he's warning track power. Where's the juice? Every time he hits the ball hard, it's on a line. It's on the ground. He seems when he's getting under the ball, he's not really driving. It's not getting backspin. And that's kind of what we saw in the minors. He got that backspin. He got that carry on balls. And it's just been surprising to me that we haven't at least seen him get a hold of some pitches and really show the power we saw in the minor leagues. And it's almost shocking the lack of power, because he's literally almost had, pitchers. And when the pitchers hit, when you look at his numbers so far over his career, those are pitchers' numbers. Those aren't power hitting first base DH numbers. So we're going to need to continue to see improvement. At least it's been a little better of late. Hopefully he can take that next step and we start seeing some power.
Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Tony, unfortunately, we end on a somber note. Luis Guevara was killed a couple of days ago in a jet ski accident down in Sarasota. Oriole prospect, only 19 years old. And let's humanize this kid a little bit. What do you know about him, his family? And, certainly a tragic loss, the family, the organization, and everything that went on. It was just 8 o'clock. I can't walk. straight much anymore, but just an unfortunate and unexpected loss to the Oriole family.
Yeah, definitely a huge tragedy. Anytime a young man like that with his whole life ahead of him, you know, perishes in any way, especially out having some fun and just trying to have fun with probably his fellow teammates. You know, I think we haven't had word on any other teammates that were injured. We heard two or three other people were, but the FCL team has not played a game since. They canceled a couple of games. They were off yesterday. I think they'll play today. But you know, it's a shame. He was supposed to be a good kid growing up. He was actually a decent, you know, I wouldn't call him a top of the line prospect, but he was a guy to have some on base percentage skills. They liked him enough to stick him up in Double A for a week just to kind of hold a space that they needed up there. So, you know, it's a shame from the human side. I mean, anytime a 19-year-old passes, it is certainly a tragedy. And hopefully, my prayers and it goes out to his family, his teammates, and everyone in the organization.
Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com. Tony, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's Tony Pente. We'll come back, reset the program for you. It's Total Request Thursday. Vinny and Annie, Nolan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Paul McGraw here on The Fan.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around. Here on this Total Request Thursday, it's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, and Noel McGraw. He's on the other side of the glass. We'll talk to him coming up in a few minutes. NBA Finals resume tonight. Thunder looking to close it out at Indiana and the Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton, status up in the air. Said if he can walk, he can play. Indiana, according to reports, planning on him not playing, and if he can't go, and if he's at like 60% like he was in game five, T.J. McConnell gives them more of an upside to possibly win. Siakam's going to do his thing. I guess you're going to have to see Mathurin go off like he did earlier in the series, Miles Turner. But you'd have to think that OKC is going to come out of here and go for the jugular and finish things off in six games. But Indiana, you've counted them out before. Here they are still standing, but they're staggering. And game six, coming up at 8:30 tonight. Halliburton goes. He's going to have to go full on Willis Reed. Yeah. And by the way, Willis Reed only played like 5 minutes in that game, but he hit a couple jumpers, set the tone, and then the Knicks blew out the Lakers from there 55 years ago. But game six tonight. Speaking of the NBA, the L.A. Lakers, speaking of the Lakers, being sold by the Buss family for $10 billion. $10 billion to Mark Walter, who's got his hands in the Dodger, bunch of professional sports franchises, but he's got it like that financially. Buss family, which I guess means Jeannie Buss, will continue to run the team, and they'll have 15% controlling interest in the franchise. But her father, Dr. Jerry Buss, bought it from Jack Kent Cook back in 1979. The Lakers, that is. And the Forum. For $69.5 million. Sold him for $10 billion. Jack Kent Cook come from Canada and got himself involved in the Lakers. And then he bought controlling interest of the Redskins, as they were called at the time, from Edward Bennett Williams back in the mid-70s. EBW would then buy the Orioles and run them, unfortunately, to his passing. Until his unfortunate passing, I should say, in 88, and he helped get the thing rolling for Camden Yards. And then Cook bought the Redskins in totality in 79. So he divested himself of the Lakers, and then Jerry Buss took over, and they've become, you know, they're always were an iconic franchise, yeah. But they've certainly leveled up with Magic, Kareem, the Showtime, and then the Kobe and Shaq era, and you know, they won the bubble title a couple years back with LeBron and the rest. But $10 billion, the highest price for a sports franchise. It's just insanity.
I was reading something, Bob, where they said if the Cowboys sold now, it'd be like $15 billion.
How about that?
Yeah, that's crazy. Bob, was Jack Kent Cook, who was the one who took it from Minneapolis to L.A., the Lakers?
I don't know if it was him, to be honest with you. But he tapped out. Yep. You know, then the Redskins won three Super Bowls on his watch in the 80s, and then he sold it. Well, that's a story that Vinny's all too familiar with, and it is what it is. And then Jack Kent Cook passed away in 97. Mm-hmm. He built that monstrosity that's in Landover right now, Raul John, it was called. You know, one of the worst stadiums, and I've been there. I can speak from experience to try to get into that dump. But now they're going to get a new one. But $10 billion. Think about this. Look, the Orioles sold for what? $2 billion, $2.5 billion, when Angelos bought him for $200 million?
Yeah.
You talk about a return on the investment, but $69 million turns into $10 billion? What an enterprise this thing is.
Yeah, and the thing is it's probably smart by Jeannie Buss, because I'm guessing that the influx of cash that they're getting from the Dodgers owner, they can go spend. Because, I mean, look, the Dodgers, they have unlimited funds.
Well, you got a salary cap in the NBA, but it's easy to navigate it, it seems.
Yeah. Well, like in the NFL, cash created cap. So they have a lot of cash now.
Yeah, in the NBA, there's only, what, certain number of players on your roster. I mean, towel waivers make $20 million a year. In the National Basketball Association. But anyway, congratulations to them as yet again in the news cycle. It is the Whip Around Video at 81.057 The Fan. This day in Orioles history, the Orioles beat the Boston Red Sox 1983 on Juneteenth here. Eddie Murray hit two home runs. Singy drove in two. Sweet swinging Kenny Singleton. Jim Palmer went 5 1/3 for the win as the Orioles beat both Sox there. 2016, more Nolan's era. Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Orioles beat the Toronto Blue Jays 11-6. Matt Wieters, 4 for 5 with a homer, 4 ribbies. Jonathan Scope, 3 for 5 with a homer, 3 driven in. Chris Tillman picked up his 10th win of the season. He was 10-1. And then a year ago today, at Yankee Stadium, Orioles beat the Yankees 7-6. Cedric Mullins drove in a run in the 10th, then scored on an error. We'll get into that with the Yankees current day. In the AL East report, Ramon Urias went yard. Ryan O'Hearn hit tattoo ribbies as the Orioles beat the Yankees. Craig Kimbrel blew the save but got the win. Good for him as the Orioles handle their business. A year ago today at Yankee Stadium, 7-6. And in the NFL, former Raven, former Alabama All-Pro, former Jet, announced his retirement from the National Football League. If you're wondering who it is, well, listen to this.
A 4th and 10, and here they come. Mayfield's pass is intercepted by Mosley, and the Ravens are going to take the division.
That's CBS on the call, Jim Nantz, C.J. Mosley. That's the end of the 2018 regular season. C.J. Mosley's pickoff, Baker Mayfield. Yes, Baker Mayfield ended that game, and as you heard Jim Nantz say, Ravens would win the division. Lamar Jackson's rookie season, that was 7 years ago, and that was C.J. Mosley's last regular season game with the Ravens because the Ravens would lose to the Chargers in the playoffs. Then he signed the big deal with the Jets, and, you know, 5-time Pro Bowler, 11 years in the league. I mean, he had a strong career. I don't know if it's Hall of Fame worthy, but C.J. Mosley, hard to believe it's been 11 seasons since he was drafted, but hanging up the old cleats here.
Now, my buddy was a linebacker coach at the Jets, and he loved Mosley. You know, he said he's like a coach on a field, great guy, you know, super, super smart and everything. But he talked so highly of C.J. Mosley. I mean, it hurt the Jets when he was not in there because he was such a leader on the field.
So, C.J. Mosley, congratulations on an outstanding career and still a young man with the next chapter of his life that he's going to have to take care of, and I'm sure he will. We'll come back. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, joining us. Talk about that loss last night. Look ahead to tonight with Charlie Morton and the Yankees series. And was it irreparable damage blowing an 8-0 lead? I don't think so, but it still stunk.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. I'm doing a lot of pimping here, and I'm pimping up Mike Bordick. Bordy, how you feeling?
You know, I'm all right, Bob. How you doing, man?
I feel like Huggy Bear from the old show way back when. But anyway, last night, and you played in the major leagues for a long time on some really good teams. Any eight-run disaster that went from victory to the jaws of defeat? And how did the Orioles bounce back after last night? Because that thing, there's so many different ways to look at the L, but when you're up 8-0, man, you got to seal the deal here, I think.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, what a tough one. I thought the Valentine's Day massacre was going to be enough for one season. But, boy, last night, it was surprising, too, because, you know, here recently we've talked about a couple things. The Orioles' offense looks better. And they're starting to produce a little bit more. And sure enough, they did the day before, right? And the Orioles bullpen has been about as good as anybody in the game for the last month anyway. And so what happened was the Orioles offense forgot how to hit for the next six innings. And then the bullpen forgot how to do their job, you know, for a night. So I guess you kind of chalk it up to that. Me personally, I don't know if I've ever – had that kind of loss. I think that was kind of an interesting one to be that far ahead so early. But you always, as an opposing team, if you fall behind early, you say, let's just chip away. And that's kind of what Tampa's notorious for. Pretty solid offense this year. And you knew they weren't just going to give up the ship. They were just going to keep having good at-bats and see what happens. And sure enough, they came out on top and the Orioles' bats stopped hitting.
And, Mike, you mentioned the bullpen. And look, we can rag on Trevor Rogers because it's easy to do so. But what about Junior Cano? We read his stats. I did earlier. He sucked in May. He was actually pretty good in June until last night. So was that an outlier for the month, or is this kind of an indicator that old Junior Cano is not the all-star level guy we saw 2 years ago?
Well, he certainly isn't at that level. He's just been way too inconsistent. It was nice to see him have a nice stretch. Yeah, this is a little worrisome because, and I think for everybody in there, because when these kind of things happen, yeah, you turn the page, you be a pro, you forget about it. But every loss, especially interesting ones like this, you think about them and you think, oh my gosh, that could happen tonight. That could happen any night. I mean, there could be an implosion. And, you know, and it's happened so much this year that I think a lot of these players just don't feel that confident right now coming to the, you know, the last few innings of a game for multiple reasons. Yeah, the bullpen could falter or the bats could just stop doing what they do. So, yeah, I think there's a little bit of concern, but what can the Orioles do right now? You make your adjustment and you keep going because I just don't think there's enough depth. There's nobody like Cano, that's for darn sure, in the organization. And when he's on his game, he's as good as anybody in the game.
Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, and you have the Baltimore Baseball Podcast, which Bordy's going to tell us about as well. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. So, yeah, the loss was a kick in the little birds. We get that. But still, they've been trending upwards in a big way. So, is the lineups getting back together the last seven innings of last night's game? Not with, I don't want to forget about that. But are you still feeling better about the team today than you were 2-3 weeks ago? Good enough, Mike, that you think there is a realistic run to at least sniff wild card contention? Because there's a lot of mediocrity there flying around in the American League right now.
Boy, there sure is. And so there's just an incredible opportunity every night for this team. And even though last night was really disheartening, like, oh my gosh, how can a major league team kind of blow that league, especially one that's supposed to be trending as upward as we're all thinking, you know, how can they move forward? But they have to. And the fact that so many, the Yankees have just lost six in a row and their juggernaut offense
forgot how to hit too. So it happens to everybody. So, you know, the Orioles are showing these flashes, and if they can lock into some more consistency, this road trip isn't over, you know. Yeah, there was a great opportunity for them in last night's ball game. If they're not on their game tonight, this dude that's flipping it up there for the Rays, Rasmussen, he's one of the best pitchers in the game. He will just dominate these guys. So they got to find a way to flip the switch, move on. It's another game. Let's go about our business and have good at bats, and hopefully Morton holds up, man, and get to the middle part of this game, because that could be the key to the rest of this week. Once again, we're relying on Morton to stabilize. He's the one that started the sweep with the Angels because he got to the middle part of the game, and he's got to be the stabilizer again tonight. He's got to get in the middle because the bullpen's used up, and you don't want to go up into Yankee Stadium, you know, with not enough bullets.
Hey, Bordy, you know what's kind of funny is, I mean, usually, you know, after two innings and you've got eight runs, I mean, you're batting, you're like, man, let me up there. Everybody's hitting, you know, and then to go cold turkey. I mean, do you kind of let the pedal off the metal a little bit, or, you know, what do you mentally, they just like, you know, it's 8-0, we got this one?
Man, it's so hard to put your finger on it because, you know, everybody wants to go up there and,
right,
keep getting
like
hit.
Let me bat.
Yeah, exactly. And you would think, you know, here you got an American League East opponent. This isn't like, okay, we got this one. They're just going to fold it up. Well, you got to keep your foot right on their neck, and you got to just keep burying them as much as you can, because a blowout game can disrupt a team for weeks. So, you know, the Orioles missed an opportunity for a lot of things to add on, build their stats, and to just kind of put the Rays back a step or two. And unfortunately, the Rays, you know, took advantage last night.
Yeah, moved to within a game and a half of first place, by the way. He's Oriole Hall of Famer, Mike Bordy. Bordy, we know that you're awesome on BBT. I see it all the time, and certainly every Thursday here with us. But what about that Baltimore baseball podcast that you and some guy, I think I kind of remember his name, do every
week?
Well,
you think I look good on the BBT. I look really good on that Be More Baseball podcast.
It's all that red meat.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a lot of fun, man. We get some great guests. And we just had our first live show over at Pappas Restaurant in Cockeysville. And, you know, home of the greatest crab cakes ever. Oprah even said they were the best crab cakes
Oprah
in the world.
Oprah said it.
So,
oh, boy.
You know, so that means they're really, really good. But it's an awesome place. They got a great sports bar. And it's awesome service. It's one of my favorite restaurants in Baltimore. So it was nice to actually host a show there. And we had the legendary Joe Orsolak, who's going into the Oriole Hall of Fame this year. So much fun to always catch up with him. And, of course, you know, talking about the game, Ohtani coming back, and just things around the league. So, yeah, check it out, the Be More Baseball podcast. We're doing some good things. It's a lot of fun.
And like you, Slack, a member of the BBT family going way back when. Mike Bordick, appreciate it as always. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you at Pickles next week.
Sounds good, Bob. All right, Vinny.
See you, Bordy. Yep. There's Mike Bordick, everyone. We'll come back, reset the program for you, Funhouse, if we have time. And then news from the Nest coming up top of the hour, getting into the Ravens talk as mandatory minicamp is over. Vinny has observations. He's seen them for 2 days. How much of this is real? How much is fantasy? As the Ravens are expected to be one of the best teams in the National Football League, anything happened over the last two that says maybe pump the brakes a little bit? Fox Sports Radio will be joining us, find out what's going on in his world. He lives in L.A. Dodgers just being sold, or Dodgers, the Lakers for $10 billion. $10 billion, it's insanity. And we'll get his thoughts on Game 6 of the NBA Finals as well. Knowing we have time for a call, let's get out to the phones here. It's PT and Towson. PT, how you feeling?
Wow. Yeah, that was brutal yesterday, and Just brutal. But Bob, after I hang up, if you wouldn't mind, at some point in the program, and I know I'm going way out on a limb here, but if you could talk about Rakeese Passmore a little bit, if you've seen his high school highlights, he's a new Terp. I know you know that. But if you have any insight on that kid, because I think he's super talented. Okay. And Vinny, I'm really looking forward to the draft. And you're, I'm a huge Alexander fan. I think that kid's super smart, super talented. So I think that's a great addition. But Bob, as far as the birds, I I mean, this is a low point. We all know that. So let's not get.
Oh, wow. Not that you guys. You even sound somber.
Dude, I'm, yeah, kick to the gut.
Oh, my God.
No, last night was, yeah, there's no doubt. But, yeah, I feel as if guys are going to, you know, to go to their career numbers. And, you know, look, I'm with you, man. I can't believe O'Neal, you know, it's another neck or this, that, and the other. I do think we'll end up with 200 bats this year, and I do, or 250, hopefully, bars set low. And, you know, I think he will have an outstanding home run to at bat ratio. So if we can get any starting pitching, and I think we can, you know, from Sagano, Eflin, and Kramer, and then Morton's a huge question mark. But I am really disappointed, you know, that some of the callers are so down, not today necessarily, but overall, on Elias. Yeah, every general manager in the history of sport makes poor decisions. And Morton, O'Neal, I mean, he's believed and cursed that, as I have, too much. But overall, if you look at his record, man, it's really hard to argue with how much talent, you know, we have. And I'm with you guys. That talent has to produce on the field when it matters. And this next 4 days is very important. But, yeah, I wouldn't totally – I mean, my goodness. I really think Elias is one of the better general managers in sport.
Well, see, now you're back to the optimism. Thank you, PT. Passmore was the transfer from Kansas for Buzz Williams there. But Mike Elias has been the overseer of the best three-season stretch the Orioles have had in a long, long time. But now it's time to get to the next level. And if David Rubenstein, owner of the team, says, hey, I'm willing to spend, is Mike Elias a guy that knows how to spend, not necessarily wisely, but does he know how to go into, say you win an unlimited shopping spree at your favorite store? Are you going to pick out the stuff that you really need and the stuff that's going to make your life better? Or are you just going to buy a bunch of dumb crap? And they made an investment in Tyler O'Neal that now is going to look like he's not going to have a good enough season to opt out. They're going to be stuck with this contract. So that was a bad move unless he gets healthy and performs well. So that developing and drafting position players has been huge for him. It's one of the key reasons they are where they are. Can he get this pitching straightened out? And is he willing to spend dough on a free agent pitcher that always comes with huge, huge risk? Look at Arizona now with Corbin Burns. And Nolan, we were all in on bringing Corbin Burns back to Baltimore at whatever price necessary to do so. That's the risk you run right now.
Well, you know what's weird is that obviously everyone is upset about the lack of pitching moves, right? I mean, Sagano worked out, Morton didn't work out. But overall, I think the consensus is they just didn't do enough to secure your bottom line. And that's how they ended up where they ended up. They didn't make themselves injury-proof enough. But with that being said, you look at the outfield. O'Neal, disaster. But Carlson, Laureano, they said they were going to give more at-bats to Kerstad. Yeah. They did an abundance of moves in the outfield, almost to a point where we were there in spring training saying, how are all these guys going to fit in here? I mean, how is this going to work? I mean, you only got three starting spots. Sure, you could platoon here and there, but like, is this really, did you add too much? So it's just this weird series of events in the Elias era where you have one position in pitching, which most people would agree was probably the top need. You didn't do enough. Outfield, slight need. You did more than enough, but you're seeing what happens when you ensure your bottom line with the outfield. Not everyone panned out. Not all those moves panned out, but enough of them panned out for you to get by. Carlson and Laureano panned out. O'Neal didn't, but Ned gives you enough in the outfield. Where was the disconnect? Why couldn't the same be said about the pitching?
And the reason that Carlson and Laureano were even playing is because O'Neal failed, got hurt. Mm-hmm. Kerstad played himself off the major league roster. Kowser got hurt, so they were kind of thrown in out of necessity. But going back to the pitching, and you and I talked about it last week, I mean, Grayson Rodriguez is always kind of a wild card. He's been hurt a lot during his professional career, and they were banking on him being 100% healthy. He was making spring training starts till he hurt the lat again. Morton's been a debacle, even though he's been actually one of their better starters over the last couple of weeks here, a couple turns through the rotation. But yeah, to your point, I mean, were you really considering Kyle Bradish, a guy that was going to pitch for you in meaningful games at some point? Tyler Wells, all of this. Yep, they wanted to re-sign Burns. It's been well documented. He wanted to go home. He went home. Then he got hurt. Now, that's Arizona's price to pay. It's unfortunate because nobody wants to see that. But again, it goes to this next offseason. Sagano's a free agent. Morton's on a one-year deal. Eflin's a free agent. I mean, Soto in your bullpen, Dominguez. They're all, you got all of these expiring contracts. You have to sign players or trade for some because you don't have anybody else.
Right.
So this is a big offseason for Elias, for sure.
Huge offseason, and more on the pitching. Elias will never admit it, at least I don't think he will, but I think I personally believe that he was banking a lot on your injured guys, Wells and Bradish, and you just can't do it. I mean, you had all the injuries last year. You didn't learn your lesson. You didn't take anything from that and say, all right, how do we ensure that that doesn't happen again? We can't control who gets hurt, but we can control how much depth we have that in the event that people do get hurt, and they are going to get hurt, that's a guarantee in today's baseball game. And they didn't do it. And it wasn't just banking on Grayson to be there. They were banking on him to be number one. No, number one. We were talking about that all spring. No lower than two. I'll give you that one.
How about a three?
if he wasn't the one, it would be Eflin would be the one.
Sure, no doubt.
But that couldn't be the case either. With his injury history, he should have just been banked on at the very least to be in the mix, to be one of five, not to be the ace or the guy that's going to have this huge breakout, because he hasn't shown you anything close to that in his career.
And the question is, does he make one, two, or three starts for the Orioles this year, much less be the guy at the top of the rotation? We'll come back. It's news from the desk. Talk about the Ravens. Going to hear from the Ravens. Mandatory minicamp is over. That's it. Another page turned and completed in the NFL season. Now it's a nice little break before training camp starts. And then it's the preseason. And then September 7th, right? Buffalo Bills, mm-hmm. National TV. Oh, it's on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you see, welcome to the club.